בחינות הבגרות באנגלית לתלמידים אינטרניים ואקסטרניים הנבחנים בשאלון ה' מודיול E. שלום רב, היום אתם נבחנים בבחינות הבגרות בשפה האנגלית, ובעוד רגע יושמע הקטע בהבנת הנשמע. נשמיע לכם את הקטע הזה פעמיים. יש להאזין לקטע בשתי ההשמעות האלה. Hello students, today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment, you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be read twice. And now, the first broadcast. ועתה ההשמעה הראשונה. Hello, listeners. This is Fred Connors with our program, Global Travel. Recently, the United Nations published its yearly report on international tourism. According to the report, almost 1.5 billion people traveled all over the world last year, and even more are expected to travel this year. But for many countries, the huge numbers of tourists are causing serious problems. Here in the studio to talk about this issue is travel writer Susan Jennings. Welcome, Susan.
Hello, Fred. Thanks for inviting me.
Susan, isn't tourism a good thing?
Yes, it certainly can be, both for the countries that tourists visit and for the tourists themselves. First of all, it creates a lot of jobs for the local population in places like hotels, airports, restaurants. In addition, tourists spend money wherever they go. They buy everything from food to tickets for sports events or music festivals, and also presents to take home. So yes, tourism can definitely help a country's economy. And of course, traveling is a wonderful experience for tourists. It gives them a break from their daily routine and enables them to meet people from all over the world and learn about other ways of life.
So what's the other side of the story?
Well, when too many tourists visit a particular destination, both they and the local people suffer. Just think of what happens when there are huge crowds everywhere. Everyone has to wait in very long lines to get a table at a restaurant or to visit places of interest. It has also become almost impossible to walk down old, beautiful, narrow streets. And in some popular cities, even the cost of renting an apartment has been seriously affected by tourism. In Amsterdam and Barcelona, for example, so many tourists want to stay in apartments in the city center that rent prices have become extremely high. This means that local people can no longer afford to live there.
That does sound serious. Is anything being done to try to solve these problems?
Yes. Attempts are being made to improve things. One way is to control the number of tourists that can be in a particular place at the same time. For example, in several popular museums, you cannot just go in and buy a ticket. Instead, you have to buy tickets in advance on the internet to visit the museum on a certain day at a specific time.
And what about the cost of renting apartments?
Well, some cities have made it illegal to rent apartments in the city center for short periods, such as a few days or weeks. This is meant to prevent tourists from renting those apartments and to help keep the rent prices down.
It sounds like some of these changes make life harder for tourists.
That's true, and that's why I'm not sure many cities will choose such solutions. But the tourists themselves can help too. They can try to travel at a time of year when fewer people go on vacation. And of course, they should always show respect for the people and places they visit. For example, they should avoid being too noisy, stop leaving garbage on the streets, and generally behave more thoughtfully. If they do all that, then local people will not get so upset when tourists visit their cities.
Thank you, Susan. That's good advice, which can help make tourism a more pleasant experience for everyone. And this ends our program for today. Goodbye. זו הייתה ההשמעה הראשונה. נשמיע עכשיו כמה צלילים, ואחר כך נשמיע את הקטע שנית. ואתה ההשמעה השנייה. Hello, listeners. This is Fred Connors with our program, Global Travel. Recently, the United Nations published its yearly report on international tourism. According to the report, almost 1.5 billion people traveled all over the world last year, and even more are expected to travel this year. But for many countries, the huge numbers of tourists are causing serious problems. Here in the studio to talk about this issue is travel writer Susan Jennings. Welcome, Susan.
Hello, Fred. Thanks for inviting me.
Susan, isn't tourism a good thing?
Yes, it certainly can be, both for the countries that tourists visit and for the tourists themselves. First of all, it creates a lot of jobs for the local population in places like hotels, airports, restaurants. In addition, tourists spend money wherever they go. They buy everything from food to tickets for sports events or music festivals, and also presents to take home. So yes, tourism can definitely help a country's economy. And of course, traveling is a wonderful experience for tourists. It gives them a break from their daily routine and enables them to meet people from all over the world and learn about other ways of life.
So what's the other side of the story?
Well, when too many tourists visit a particular destination, both they and the local people suffer. Just think of what happens when there are huge crowds everywhere. Everyone has to wait in very long lines to get a table at a restaurant or to visit places of interest. It has also become almost impossible to walk down old, beautiful, narrow streets. And in some popular cities, even the cost of renting an apartment has been seriously affected by tourism. In Amsterdam and Barcelona, for example, so many tourists want to stay in apartments in the city center that rent prices have become extremely high. This means that local people can no longer afford to live there.
That does sound serious. Is anything being done to try to solve these problems?
Yes. Attempts are being made to improve things. One way is to control the number of tourists that can be in a particular place at the same time. For example, in several popular museums, you cannot just go in and buy a ticket. Instead, you have to buy tickets in advance on the internet to visit the museum on a certain day at a specific time.
And what about the cost of renting apartments?
Well, some cities have made it illegal to rent apartments in the city center for short periods, such as a few days or weeks. This is meant to prevent tourists from renting those apartments and to help keep the rent prices down.
It sounds like some of these changes make life harder for tourists.
That's true, and that's why I'm not sure many cities will choose such solutions. But the tourists themselves can help too. They can try to travel at a time of year when fewer people go on vacation. And of course, they should always show respect for the people and places they visit. For example, they should avoid being too noisy, stop leaving garbage on the streets, and generally behave more thoughtfully. If they do all that, then local people will not get so upset when tourists visit their cities.
Thank you, Susan. That's good advice, which can help make tourism a more pleasant experience for everyone. And this ends our program for today. Goodbye.
זו הייתה ההשמעה השנייה. אם לא סיימתם להשיב על השאלות, המשיכו לעשות זאת עכשיו, ואחר כך המשיכו בשאר חלקי הבחינה. משרד החינוך מאחל לכולכם הצלחה בבחינות הבגרות. שלום.